The known scientific name for the Asiatic elephant is Elephas maximus. Fascinating, yet unpredictable. This next hour strives to be just that. The Elephas Hour. Welcome back to The Elephas Hour. I am your host, Zachary Williams. And this is the audio drama podcast where the host injures himself in the name of providing an audio drama experience akin to those serial features in theaters back in the day. We return to the conclusion of The 40 Thieves, an adaptation of Alibaba and the 40 Thieves from the 1001 Arabian Nights. To recap, the poor Ali has found an immeasurable treasure gathered by a diverse band of thieves, and his not-so-poor brother planned to abscond with some of it, but got caught and dealt with. What will Ali do next? How did the host get injured? It was a knife slice that was meant for a lemon. That's your spoiler. So, sit back and enjoy part two of The 40 Thieves on The Elephas Hour.
And it is here, my honorable lord, where I was forced to guess the events that happened. Or rather, one... What are you doing here?
The banquet area has been cleaned. The mirror is in the courtyard.
What are you doing here?
Are you finished, master?
I thought I asked to be alone.
You've said it.
Please don't. Please go.
A wild monger, I'm asking... There was a time you came to me.
Yes, I trusted you. You had a different master.
I had many masters who have trusted me. Will you tell me when you're finished?
Yes.
And you let me see. This situation isn't just about...
Go! My brother's situation.
Not again.
What?
Uncle, this is Elham. I know my husband came here.
Yeah.
Where is he now?
He's not home again?
No. He never came back.
I'll see where he is. I knew little of where Kasim spent his time, so I had little to go on in terms of possible haunts in the city. But all the same, I had a guess of where he was. I loaded my donkey with any warm cloths I had to protect against the evening coolness. I rode back to the cave, hoping I'd just find him stuck at the door. I should have hoped for nothing at all. I had only been to my brother's estate once, under better circumstances. Nervous enough then, I had to rely on my own guesses and hope in someone unrelated.
Are you here to... Sir, my lord's brother?
Yes.
Why are you here?
Isn't this my brother's house?
But you're not at our front door.
You said your master trusted you. Can I, again?
What do you mean? More actions of discretion have been done at night. That doesn't make them any easier.
It won't be for long.
What has happened?
This bundle is heavy, please. Help me!
My lord, I have seen wrapping like this. I have to ask you again what has happened.
What I am about to show you must be kept between the two of us, for now. I may have never been too loved by the family, or stepped foot for more than a day in this house. but I don't intend any ill will for any member of them. Do I have your confidence?
Yes.
There is your lord.
He's dead.
How? I found him hanging by a knife, pinned to a great rock. I don't know who crushed and maimed him.
His family will have to know, surely.
They can't see him like this. Body must be whole again. I can tell you my best guess about what happened, but first...
First we need help. If we're going to restore him, we need someone who can.
And be quiet. I'm sorry, this is very unusual and terrible, but if you...
Stop, listen. I have an idea.
Where are we?
Shh. We're there. I'll take your blind off in a second. As promised, you don't look anywhere except down.
Have I told you I do not like this?
You were paid. Now.
Oh my god!
You can put your tools on the table.
His back is obviously being crushed.
That is not what the family needs to see or assume. There must be a whole man. That was the agreement.
Water? Let me have water.
No turning.
I may need something stronger, which I brought. But let me get the sewing.
Over here.
Right. I would be nervous being watched. You'll know when I'm done.
Just do the work, don't worry.
You really brought a tailor for this.
Can't be sure of doctors, and this one is the best at restoring delicate things.
He'd recognize me.
Then it's a good thing you didn't go. I had to pay a good sum just for waking him up. Not to mention blindfolding him so he wouldn't recognize the house or the way here and doing this.
He's got a good memory.
We don't have much time. These are vengeful thieves.
They might have been at the cave already, I don't know.
His pockets are torn. They already knew you came.
I don't know. My brother is dead. That means Elham and Amira left. How could I help them at home?
Yours?
I don't think Kasim would have left me this place. Or anything of his.
I had thought it was honorable for the next of kin to do that.
And you?
Thing he owns.
Morgiana. That's your name.
Yes. Master.
You're not a thing any more than my family is. I could have done this. I've done too much. Not enough. I could have stopped Kasim. And by another person close to me. I had thought I could have done.
What will you do now?
What do you think?
I do as the master says.
Maybe this is the end I needed.
Then, welcome, Master Ali.
And that, my esteemed Emir, is the account of obtaining my brother's estate. Sprung from a quiet decision, with a mind for wealth, and ending with wealth, with a ponderous, inevitable one, for the family's sake. And I'm calling you father now. He is in charge of this house, but I do say he'll try to teach you some good.
I'm willing to work together, Amir.
Just work with you. Just love him like that.
Your father warned me about doing things quickly, so... You can trust to time.
Yes.
Come. There's more to see.
The trouble of trusting to time is that it worked in our favor, and for others as well. Caron has the last of it.
Yes.
Here. Caron! There are all the weapons from the cave, taken or forged from countless hands. There's a chance that at least one of these speaks to you. Where you're from, your people. To all of us who are here, from around the world over, by secret trusts, we are a family in arms. Arm as it suits you.
For what? What do we look for? Whoever took that body?
The body was a warning, and nothing else was stolen.
But was still discovered, Boma. He could bring more help.
There is no help against 40. We are the only people traveling in this waste. Our thief must have come from the city. He might have acted alone, he might not have. He is dead. That could help narrow something.
Must be many dead men in the city.
He looked well off. They could have made a funeral for him.
Then we find the truth. We seek knowledge. Only one of us. One our survival depends on.
Shall I go?
I will choose soon. I said, arm yourselves. Let us begin.
We have done our best to make a full map of the city. Selimut has made a search of the cemetery and found it on the east side. There were no recent burials, and no loners there were willing to speak to him. I think people will want to know a stranger's sincerity.
Then it is a thing we will have to be careful with. But I won't spare expenses in illusion if I have to.
We do have something.
Why would your friend move here?
Isn't this a good city?
Good city? A tough city, frightening city. Tell him to stay away from anyone offering bad deals.
You've seen some?
It can be obvious. Anyone paying you to sort of a dead man. As an example.
Did you do that?
It's a secret. It's for a wealthy house.
Do you think you could remember it?
He took Caron to the house. In the wealthy districts, they have the same facade on the outside.
Oh, sorry.
It is here.
This side is where I marked it.
It's this one.
The mark is on the house next to it. You said it was chalk, right?
Which is it? We're wasting time.
Is this what you usually do?
Clean this outside part of the house?
Is that your first time noticing?
I don't mean for anything to be between us.
Nothing besides the ordinary?
Nothing bad, I meant.
Why?
You're a good worker. Smart, and you've probably helped me and my father many times over.
Is there something you want me to do?
Is that all you think about?
I was not hired for much else.
What if I changed that? What if Uncle changed it?
I have to work.
You're not listening.
No. I have to work. For you or someone else.
But if you didn't have to...
Believe the only way to that would be marriage. Expecting the next family. You have a mind for something different.
I don't know.
You don't know. Come back when you do.
Excuse me? Have there been vandals here, sir?
Vandals?
I didn't hear. Is that what you're washing, Morgiana?
Only, I'm a man of much precious cargo. I'm very wary. I'm an oil trader, looking to stay here for the night. And business.
Really? Maybe you'd like to meet my uncle. He has a small caravan of camels, it sounds. He claims he's traveled across the edge of the country, making more than lucrative deals.
Do you believe him?
I haven't seen anything of his.
But this is good. Your father had foreign visitors, and this will be a first.
Traveling alone with his own wealth. Must be his own warrior. I do know what that's like.
A good day to you, honorable sir. You have a beautiful house and an amiable nephew.
My thanks.
I would not have imposed myself on you had not young Amir insisted I meet with you. And were my camels not tired from their journeying? They carried two heavy jars of the finest oil apiece, worthy beasts.
I see.
Do you know of a place where we may stay? Or shall we have to go past the city?
No, we have stables. We have such a large courtyard in the back. No animals there yet. We could accommodate you. Hear more from you in the evening.
My lord is most generous. I will lead the caravan there.
My servant will show you the way. Amir, if you could entertain this man.
Master.
Listen. That is the leader of the thieves I told you about.
Are you certain?
Yes. I didn't think he saw me or guessed who I was. But I suppose I was wrong.
What are we going to do?
Take him to the stables. That's what I told him just now, and we'll treat him as a guest. That is all.
And then?
I don't know, but I don't want to act on a suspicion, not now. He is a guest here. Go.
We wouldn't dismiss him, Master. There could be danger everywhere.
I can't do anything now.
My late father invested in a few olive oils. Well, Jenna could prepare some, I'm sure.
It's oil simmering. Wait, let me stir this. If this thief is in disguise, still don't think he needed this many jars. I could be wrong.
Is it time? Will we kill now? Boma, is it time?
No. He wasn't alone. Danger's here already. With a number of 40. But he should be inside with the dinner. There's no oil in the jars yet. That's one. This can't work for all of the... Oh, God. I've seen it done once. It's on the ground. That wouldn't reach them inside. Unless...
No. There's no oil in the jars. It appears we are beholden to finish off this house. It's nothing you did. but if you don't join us and keep quiet, you will join the dead. I will make it quick. I am sorry.
So am I. A little.
Yeah. Jay? Inside! And the men are still in the jars.
What?
Whatever happens, remember, you are the last of us.
What?
Come back!
You hurt Marjana.
He fled? Master Huntley, one of them fled.
What are you talking about?
The thieves. They were hiding in the jars. One was hiding here.
Have you put us in danger, Uncle?
There is much to tell, Amir. But there's less danger from them because of her. Maybe you can explain this to anyone who asks to.
It was so quick. And I
thought... You let me think. This is my family. I cannot lose this one.
She's saved. Uncle!
How can I explain these events? What would satisfy you then, honorable sir? If it is too unbelievable that the thieves existed, how do you interpret their demise? Little was of my doing, as I have much to think of and consider that I had not previously. Tonight, I dine with a potential aide for my nephew who has offered to help him set up a shop of his own. I must stop here.
You are familiar with this place?
Yes. How?
My late father had more standing than you think, Uncle.
I didn't say he didn't.
A shame he's gone so quickly. With this beauty around him.
We're distrusting any guest now.
I may know that man. Another thing you haven't said. Let me...
How did your father die?
Perhaps you should ask my uncle.
Ah, a dance? Master?
Please. There was an unfortunate accident. We believe he was crushed by a rock.
May I?
Sir.
My condolences. I do know what it is like to lose someone so important. I lost my entire family. I am the last of them. But I am charged to finish their work. And I will.
And what is that?
I do know you, sir. I believe thieves have honor. You did not.
I knew you as well. Amir, the thieves he mentioned, they killed your father, and that was the last of them.
Uncle, I am sorry.
I lost my entire family. I am the last of them.
I don't understand.
Why?
It's sad. I don't remember
What have you done?
Is this the last one, Master? He had his own weapon ready. Bester.
Is this it? Put it down. I'm not finished. You'll use this one, won't you?
That is not how it happened. That is a lie.
Do you wish it?
I will agree with it. It will save Morgiana.
Master.
I do not want to lie. Not now. But why, Morgiana? Why have you done these things?
What I've done in the interests of my master. If he wishes to tell the truth, I will accept it.
It won't save you. All these actions will be judged.
Unless I had done them, little else would have saved me. I thought to save us all. In a second,
you have acted for us, but because of what I did, I have acted too soon and too quickly again and again, thinking and not thinking, and it all fell together. It never ends, but this ends. Now, if you trust me for it, as I trusted her.
And so, it was not long after I inherited my brother's estate that I joined his nephew in work and freed his only servant, Morgiana. That is how, honorable Emir, the wealth of my brother and myself were joined. And as to the owners of the treasure, I cannot speak of them. Now you may regard and take action accordingly.
You've been listening to part 2 of The 40 Thieves on The Elephas Hour. If you like this episode, please feel free to comment. And if you're not a subscriber already, feel free to do so. The 40 Thieves was written and directed by Zachary Williams, who also provided the voices and the music. Stay tuned in 3 weeks for the next episode of The Elephas Hour.